Zombie Strike. This used to be an extreme sport watched by millions around the world. We hunted zombies on a man-made island in the South Pacific. Well, that was then. This is now. Chapter 110, St. Louis, Missouri, 31 December 2011. 0100 hours local, countdown 23 hours. Castle stepped out of the cab of the truck. The guards at the checkpoint didn't even put up a fight against his champion and warriors. They just stood in fear as Mikhail flailed them apart. So much for the vaunted courage of the American soldier. His hand-picked followers would show them what true courage was this day. As soon as Castle's foot hit the ground of the City of the Dead, he felt energy course up his body. Even now, the mystical forces were building. With each step, he could feel the energies increase. These weren't the energies of Zipi Totec. These were of the great death pushing into this world. With the five focus points of the ritual of golden protection, and the key, Castle would take all of the Great Death's energy and use it to destroy them and rebuild the world. Castle looked at the dark buildings of what was once one of America's great cities. Now, it was his. Soon, the world would also fall into his grasp. "Get down," yelled a voice from behind. Castle felt himself pushed to the ground by one of his champions. The champion was so focused on getting Castle to the ground, he didn't have time to raise his own shield. His head exploded as the bullet struck. Castle snarled as he felt his champion's body collapse on top of him. Two more champions appeared at Castle's side with magic shields sparkling in the night. Castle waited patiently under the body as his forces dealt with the threat. Better to let his enemies think they succeeded. "You might as well get out from under that corpse," said the voice that had alerted Castle to danger. The man sounded bored and annoyed. The two champions pulled their dead comrade off their leader. Castle graciously accepted his champion's assistance as he got to his feet. "Damn zombie strike. I thought they were 60 kilometers south of the city," Castle snarled. "They are. And that wasn't zombie strike," Colin Dubois said, watching the troops' forces attack the ambushers. "I think that was the Knights Templar. They used the same MO on you back in The Hague." Castle looked carefully at the man. As far as Zombie Strike knew, Colin was dead. Killed when the Americans dropped two of their heaviest non-nuclear bombs on the troops' creature laboratory. The former SAS soldier was one of the focus points, which is why he'd been kept alive. It only cost Castle about 20 acolytes and two sorcerers in Colin's various escape attempts. "Foolish papist," Castle said. His intelligence said that the Vatican was keeping its own forces out of this. Apparently, his intelligence was wrong. Castle looked back at Colin. "Why did you warn me? You made no secret your desire to see me dead." The tall man didn't say anything for a long moment. "We're past the point where I could have stopped you by simply killing you. We're going to have to play this out," Colin answered, his voice a neutral, cold. Fort Deadhead, Festus, Missouri, 31 December 2011, 0100 hours local, countdown 23 hours. "General, checkpoint 5 North is off the net. Checkpoint 6 North reports a large force just blew through 5 North, at least 200 strong," the major in charge of the command center reported. "Castle and his people?" Mateo Cortez observed from his seat in the command center. General Allen nodded thoughtfully. "So it begins." The general in command of all forces of the St. Louis quarantine zone observed. "Earlier than we expected. To be blunt, It doesn't matter. If anything, it gives us a larger window to work the plan, Mateo said. Mateo stifled a yawn. He should be asleep with the rest of his team, but he always had trouble sleeping the night before major operation. He tried, but he kept having nightmares. He kept seeing Rachel torn apart by vampires. He shook his head to clear the image from his mind. General, someone just opened fire on the truth, the major reported, holding his hand to the headset. Who? Alan and Mateo demanded at the same time. Mateo gave Alan an apologetic smile as the general glared at him. Not sure. Our checkpoints are reporting that the truth is exchanging fire with someone. It's not one of ours. The general looked over to Mateo. Not my people, Mateo said. I checked on them before coming over here. Get a predator over there. I want visuals, the general ordered. He turned back to Mateo. Could it be some of the great death that leaked through? Like what happened in Panama? Nah, I doubt it. We destroyed all of them in Panama. And Chief Stahl's little amulet should let him know if more of the great death managed to come to this side, Mateo said. If it is, then our best bet will be to let them kill each other. Makes our job easier. St. Louis, Missouri, 31 December 2011. 0:15 hours local. Countdown, 22 hours, 45 minutes. The sudden gunfire startled the vampire awake. It took her a moment to realize exactly what woke her up. Then she was furious. For the last week, enough of the master's energies were leaking through the dimensional wall that she hadn't been forced to feed on the pathetic humans. Now they were disturbing her slumber. That would make the wait until her master came for her seem even longer. Her body cringed as the unnatural energy crackled. So, it wasn't just the humans in the funny armor. The strain god's clerics had finally come. They would try to stop the master from bringing the people into this world. The gods of this world had managed to stop the master before, but not this time. The master learned from his mistakes. The vampire walked back into the apartment she'd been using as her lair. She looked at the four other sleeping forms. She was the master's scout, the one chosen to find the place of emergence for the master and her people. These others were the ones chosen to deal with the foolish human clerics. The 10 vampires of the master's guards stirred as they felt the energy being thrown about. They would sleep through the hated daylight of this world. It didn't matter. This would be the last day the humans of this world saw. And if you like Zombie Strike, check this out.
Bad Moon Rising. Read about it at Derek-Ward.com.
And please feel free to leave a comment on iTunes for Zombie Strike. Thank you.